Practice Test 4. Listening Part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear someone talking about an organisation that takes young people on expeditions.
Hello and welcome to the programme. Today I'm talking to David Watts, who is a leader of Youth Expeditions, which is an organisation that gives opportunities to young people to explore different parts of the world. David is here to try to show us that going on expeditions is a challenge that all young people can take part in, not just the super fit and super confident. David, could you tell us first about what the organisation does?
Hello, yes. We organise expeditions to different places and invite young people aged 16 to 20 to go on them at as low a cost as possible. Basically, we provide a grant for about 75% of the total. The aim is to develop confidence and a sense of adventure. But we also work with scientists and environmentalists. Although we want people who are keen to learn, we don't expect them to have expert scientific knowledge already.
How often do you organise expeditions?
About 3 or 4 every year. And they include month-long summer expeditions to the Arctic for those aged between 16 and 20. And then for those over 18, there are our Arctic and Desert Gap Year expeditions.
Tell us about one of your most recent expeditions.
This June, a group went to the edge of the Arctic Ocean. They went with 7 leaders and a group of scientists. They cross-country skied to where they were camping and then went everywhere on foot. They took part in a series of scientific studies, investigating glaciers, rivers, plants and so on. It was a very interesting trip.
You also run competitions.
That's right. And for this year's, 3 young explorers can win a place on our next expedition to the Arctic, for which we'll pay the whole cost. For 2 months, they'll live in tents and snow caves and will learn how to survive in the extreme cold. For part of the time, they'll work with environmentalists on the subject of climate change, but there will also be opportunities for mountaineering and cross-country skiing. It should be a lot of fun.
So, how do people enter?
Entrants should make a short film that gives information about themselves, why they are interested in going to the Arctic, and what they hope to get out of the experience. They should send this to us by post, and we'll choose a number of people to come for an interview. From those, we'll decide who has won.
It sounds like an excellent opportunity, and I wish our listeners luck with that.